This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing, jaw-dropping scientific developments that are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And in this hour, once again, we're going to throw the lines open because this hour, well, this hour is your hour. This is the time when you can talk back to the radio or the internet. How many times have you been listening to the TV, the radio, the internet, and something pops up? Something catches your imagination, fires you up, but hey, you're all alone. It's just you and the internet and the TV set, and there's nobody to talk to. Well, you can talk to me. You can call me at 612-564-8135. That's right. Here's your chance to ask your question on national radio. Go to 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letter to the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and boom! You can get on national radio by asking that question, making that comment that's always been bothering you. Maybe you're at the dinner table and your kids ask you a question from science class, and there you are, stumped. What are you going to do? You're going to come out smelling like a rose by calling 612-564-8135. And for that matter, why not put your kids on national radio? Why not put them on the telephone so they can ask that question that's been bothering their science class? And also check out my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. On Facebook at Michio Kaku, we have 3 million fans. And just the other day, I was on Twitter, and it said that in the last 30 days, I had 5 million people read some of my tweets. So if you want to find out what all the excitement is about, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest bestseller is called The Future of Humanity. That's right, our future in outer space. You know, the dinosaurs did not have a space program, and that's why they're not here today to talk about it. They got wiped out. They didn't know what hit them. But we do know what's out there, and it's pretty dangerous. We live in the middle of a cosmic shooting gallery, and that's why we need a backup plan. Plan B, just in case something bad happens to us on the planet Earth. That means, yes, an expedition to the moon, to Mars, and even beyond. And if you get my book, Future of the Mind, that was number one on the New York Times bestseller list, you'll read about the fantastic developments in, get this, telepathy, telekinesis, recording memories, being able to record and print out dreams. These were all once considered the province of crackpots and kooks and people way outside the boundaries of science. And guess who's doing these experiments now? Physicists, neurologists. We are using physics to probe some of the deepest secrets of the human mind. By looking at blood flow in the living brain with MRI scans, we can actually see thoughts. Thoughts as they originate inside the living brain. And my colleague Stephen Hawking, who recently passed away, eventually he lost control of his fingers and his vocal cords. So how did he communicate? Telepathically. We put a chip in his right glass that connected his brain to the chip by radio. And then that chip was connected to a laptop computer that typed. Believe it or not, my colleague, the late Stephen Hawking, would communicate to the world by thinking and having a machine type out what he thought. In the future, that'll be the Internet. The Internet will be replaced by BrainNet. You'll send images, emotions, feelings on the Internet. And the movies will look so 20th century. What is a movie? It's nothing but a screen with sound. That's it, folks. A screen with sound. In the future, you will have feelings, emotions, memories on the Internet, not just sound. Okay, well, like I said before, we are taking your phone call in this hour. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters to the radio station if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question that's always been bothering you. Okay, let's move on now to the first listener phone call.
Hi, this is Ken calling for listening to you on GCN. I'd like to ask why haven't they used artificial diamond manufacturing to make more effective weapons, like, for example, diamond armor, or, like, for example, diamond bullets? And also, if they were to use diamond bullets, would the ballistics be different? For example, would the rifling on the barrel have to be changed, or would there be different kinds of ballistics in response to diamonds because they can conduct heat more effectively? You know, I'm just wondering what the practical applications are, because it's been around for about 20 years. Same as the applications, for example, what would happen if you had, like, for example, an aerogel bullet, or like a bullet made of aerogel, or armor made of aerogel. Thank you for your time.
Okay, well, I have a personal interest in armaments because I was in the United States Infantry for about 2 years at the height of the Vietnam War. In fact, I had a chance to fire practically every single weapon in the United States military's arsenal, starting with M16 rifle, going all the way up to bazookas, anti-tank weapons, all the way up to scale. Well, first of all, you are right that we can make artificial diamonds. That's right. In fact, gem-quality artificial diamonds, and that's why the De Beers and the Oppenheimer people, they are very cautious about this, because they know that if we scientists flood the market, it could really send diamond prices plunging, and the whole ceremony around engagement and marriage and stuff like that could be affected. That could affect the multi-billion-dollar jewelry market. Recently, I was reading that the De Beers people, yes, they want to accommodate artificial diamonds. But let's address your question about the military applications. First of all, we think that diamonds are the hardest substance around, but that's actually not true. It turns out that graphene is tougher than diamonds. Graphene is nothing but a single layer of molecular carbon, and it is so strong you can put an elephant, balance it on a pencil, and put the pencil on a sheet of graphene, and the graphene will not break. However, graphene is very hard to create in pure form, more than just the size of your fingernail. So it means that coatings, in the future coatings, will use carbon, either in diamond form or perhaps more likely in graphene form, as a way to shield the bullet from the different kinds of forces that it would experience after it's being fired. But do you really gain that much advantage? Well, you said that would we have to change the clicks on a rifle? And probably not. It turns out that the basic physics of projectiles is given by Isaac Newton, and the projectile physics is basically independent of what the bullet is made of in terms of its trajectory, in terms of how many clicks you want to put on the rifle. So even though you would have better armor-piercing capabilities with nanotechnology and coating armaments with nanotechnology like graphene, you're not going to have to necessarily change the settings on a rifle, because those settings are pretty much set by Isaac Newton's laws of motion, which in turn, believe it or not, are more or less independent of what the bullet itself is made of. But anyway, some people think that even the bullets of today may become obsolete as they become artificially intelligent. In other words, it may be possible to create a whole new series of armaments using high tech. Well, we run out of time in this segment of Science Fantastic. Stay tuned as we continue a discussion of science and society on Science Fantastic. Stay tuned.
Bravo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you asked for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, we are taking your listener phone call in this hour. Whether you're listening on the internet or whatever, you can give us a call and you can have your thoughts heard on national radio. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters in the radio station you're listening to, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and then ask away. Ask that question. Leave that comment on the tape, and perhaps your thoughts will be heard nationwide on Science Fantastic. And once again, if you want to know more about my work, go to Facebook at Michio Kaku, or Twitter at Michio Kaku, or go to my website at mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Okay, moving right along now, let's take the next listener phone call.
Yes, this is David in Central Lake, Michigan, calling with station WMKT. My question is about the tunneling electron microscope. Has there been any developments or research into improving upon that? I know we keep talking about these more and more telescopes can see farther and farther in the past. Is the electron microscope the end-all and be-all, or has there been any progress on improving upon that? Thank you.
Well, the electron microscope allows you to get these gorgeous, surrealistic, alien-like photographs all the way down to the cellular level. And it gives us a whole insight into a new world, the world of nanotechnology, the world of Mother Nature, the world of how Mother Nature performs its biological feats. But there are limitations given us by the quantum theory, which happens to be my specialty. It turns out that when you get down to molecular distances, the electron beam gets more and more energetic the smaller it gets, which kind of like violates common sense. But if you want to get an electron microscope that's even more powerful than the one today, you have to have a wavelength smaller and smaller and smaller, and that becomes disruptive. In fact, at a certain point, you hit X-rays, and X-rays, as you know, can cause cancer. It can knock the crap out of atoms, and so that's the problem with microscopes. We have optical microscopes with a wavelength on the order of several hundred atoms, but when you start to go to ultraviolet radiation and eventually X-ray radiation, the wavelength is about the size of an atom. So in principle, you can actually, quote-unquote, see an atom. And that's what electron tunneling microscopes can do. I played with one. I was filming with BBC Television a few years ago. We flew down to San Jose, where at the Bell Laboratories, they had a tunneling microscope where I could actually, quote, touch individual atoms. That's right. They look like ping pong balls on a computer screen, and you can actually manipulate them one by one and spell different letters out of individual atoms. This is amazing. Think about that. Spelling out, for example, IBM, atom for atom, each atom the size of a ping pong ball on a computer screen, and manipulating them by hand with a handheld device. But like I said, once you get to even smaller frequencies, I mean smaller wavelengths, energy increases by Planck's law, and at that point it becomes very disruptive, and basically it blasts these atoms apart. The molecules are sent to smithereens, and your X-ray microscope becomes useless. So there's a trade-off. So electron microscopes are pretty much the limit of what you can do unless we learn how to manipulate X-rays without causing the damaging effect of high-energy particles. Okay, well, let's move right along now to the next listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Kaku. My name is George Gonzalez. I'm calling from Corpus Christi, Texas. Radio station 1360 AM. My question is about black holes. Black holes consume other stars, other planets, and then they eventually, I guess, explode. Do they eventually take over each other if there's enough black holes in the universe or in a galaxy, and then create another universe or another dimension? Is this the process of the universe being rebuilt? And I'm a big fan of yours. I've bought your books. And if you could explain that, I'd appreciate it. And hopefully I can hear it on this show, because I don't get to hear every show. Thank you. God bless. Thank you.
Okay, well, you ask a question that is at the cutting edge of modern physics, because it has to deal with how the universe itself will die. We think that the universe will have five basic stages in its lifespan. The first stage is the Big Bang, and when temperatures were extremely hot, and the universe consisted of a huge, gigantic ball of hot plasma gas. That's the first stage. The second stage of the evolution of the universe is when all this high-energy matter begin to condense. Condensed into atoms and condensed into stars, giving us what is called the stellariferous era, the era of stars. And that's the era that we live in. We live in the era when the universe is brilliant and lit up by all these dazzling, shining stars lit up by the process called fusion, which is the burning of hydrogen into helium. But, hey, let's face it, all things must pass. Eventually, we go to stage three, billions and billions of years from now, when the stars begin to twinkle out. We burn up most of the energy and fuel in the stars, and the stars become neutron stars. dead stars, or black holes. That's the third era. The fourth era is when the whole universe becomes nothing but black holes. A very sad era. No more stars generating light. The universe essentially consists of black holes. The universe is completely dark. The night sky is completely dark. And the fifth era is horrible. The fifth era is when the universe itself dies and black holes radiate their energy into outer space in something called Hawking radiation. Hawking radiation means that black holes are not really black. They're gray. They will seep out gentle radiation, which may dominate stage 5, when the entire universe becomes invisible and seeps out this radiation until, as you pointed out, eventually they will explode and there's nothing left but a gas of electrons and neutrinos. Sounds kind of horrible, right? Well, my personal attitude is, first of all, don't worry about it. It's going to take place trillions upon trillions of years from now. And second of all, by then, if we survive, we will have technology trillions of trillions of years more powerful than anything we can even imagine today. We may even have the power of a god, in which case we may want to create a lifeboat, an interdimensional lifeboat, and escape the universe. Believe it or not, I'm not the only physicist who's proposed this, but to create an interdimensional lifeboat so that we can leave our universe and go to a neighboring universe in the multiverse, and then we can mess up that universe as well. And believe it or not, yes, there are scientific articles about this. The ultimate doomsday when the universe dies not in fire, but in ice. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hey, this is Dave P., 1340 KPRK, Livingston, Montana. And I was wondering what your opinion is on our wormholes. Are they feasible to use, or is it just a hoopla?
Well, if you're a fan of Star Trek, you know that wormholes are very convenient ways to zip across the entire galaxy and the universe. Basically, a shortcut through space and time. And it's not completely ruled out. We physicists believe that at the beginning of time, that is, at the Big Bang, there may have been tiny wormholes that existed with the original singularity that created the universe. As the universe rapidly expanded in terms of what is called inflation, these wormholes may also have been stretched and allow us to then communicate and go back and forth across the universe. Now, if you're a fan of Star Trek, you know that there's a problem there, and that is stability. It turns out that most of the wormholes in Star Trek are unstable, and you can't really use them to go back and forth. However, that leaves open the possibility that some of them are stable, in which case we may actually be able to go backwards and forwards. So what are the pros and cons of this? The pros and cons of this are, well, first of all, we've never seen one. They are theoretically possible, but let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we'll continue a discussion of wormholes and space and time. And this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is spending his weekend in Delaware once again. On Friday, the president cheered the latest jobs report, explaining how more jobs in the economy will ease the pressure of other economic challenges.
More and more Americans get jobs as they do. It's going to help ease the supply pressures we've seen. And that's good news for fighting inflation. It's good news for our economy, and it means that our economy has gone from being on the mend to being on the move.
The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency is going to Chernobyl in Ukraine after Russian troops withdrew from the area. The IAEA director announcing the trip on Twitter, saying it'll happen as soon as possible. Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues as peace talks continue between both sides. You're listening to USA Radio News. The price at the pump is slowly continuing to drop.
Relief at the pump is slow, but it is happening. AAA puts the new national average at $4.21 a gallon. Missouri, the cheapest to fill up at $3.76. California remains the most expensive at $5.88 a gallon.
Chris Russell reporting from the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau. Florida's Agriculture and Consumer Services Department is investigating the death of a 14-year-old who fell off an amusement park ride in Orlando, Florida. State Representative Geraldine Thompson says she's not ruling out a change to the law.
If there is legislative action that's needed to give more authority to the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, that's what we'll be focused on, whether that is about training, whether it's about insurance, metal fatigue.
The ride did pass all the normal safety protocol and compliance tests. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we are taking your listener phone calls. You are center stage. This is your opportunity to ask that question or make that comment that's always been bothering you, but you never had a chance to talk to a physicist about these things. I was once on a book tour years ago where a man comes up to me and very politely says, "You have to answer my question. You have to answer it." And I said, "Well, why do I have to answer your question?" And he said, "Well, because if you don't answer it, I may have to go another 10, 20 years before I get a chance to talk to a physicist about this question." And then I thought to myself, and I said, "My God, he's right. There are not that many of us. How many of us are there registered with the American Physical Society? Oh, about 30,000. That's it for the entire country. We're not like doctors. There are about over a million doctors in the United States. There's only about 20, 30,000 physicists. And in my specialization, quantum theory, cosmology, string theory, how many of us are there? A few hundred. in the entire United States. So I said to myself, yes, I think I should answer this person's question so he doesn't have to wait another 20 years before another quantum physicist comes and visits him. Well, before the break, we had a question about wormholes. First of all, what is a wormhole? A wormhole is a shortcut through space and time, like the looking glass of Alice. Think of the looking glass of Alice. One side of the looking glass connected Oxford, the countryside of Oxford, to this strange world called Wonderland by going through this looking glass, which is a wormhole. In fact, who was Charles Dodgson? Charles Dodgson, otherwise known as Lewis Carroll, was a mathematician, a professional mathematician at Oxford University. He was well acquainted with different kinds of topologies, including multiply connected spaces. That's what mathematicians call them, multiply connected spaces. We physicists simply call them wormholes. And they are gateways to other universes. Stephen Hawking, the late Stephen Hawking, in his latest book, published posthumously, writes that yes, wormholes are probably possible. They do obey, they seem to obey Einstein's laws. And how stable are they? We don't know, but yet they do seem to be valid solutions of Einstein's equations. Einstein himself stumbled on them in 1935. Back in the 1930s, Einstein was puzzled by this nagging question. What happens at the center of his equations, the center of a black hole? His equations predicted every Everything blows up and becomes infinite, and he was very unhappy about that. In physics, we have no such thing as infinity. But there it was. At the center of a black hole, it looks like a funnel. Everything falls into the funnel, but at the very center of the funnel, gravity becomes infinite. Einstein hated that idea because why should something be infinite in a finite universe? So then he took two funnels, stuck them back to back, mouth to mouth, two funnels, and he came up with a wormhole. So the creator of the wormhole was Einstein himself in 1935 in a paper he published with Rosen. And in fact, today we call them Einstein-Rosen bridges, bridges that connect us to distant points in the galaxy. Are they possible? Yes. Do they actually exist? We don't know. Can we create them with our technology? And the answer is no. You need the energy comparable to that of a black hole before you can start to play with wormholes. In other words, this is something for a very advanced civilization, perhaps type 3. We are type 0. Sorry about that. Well, unfortunately, that's it for this segment of Science Fantastic. So once again, give us a call at 612-564-8135 and ask that question that's always been bothering you about science.
Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. the seven herbs and Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. This hour is your hour. This is the time when you can talk back to the radio or the internet. You can give us a call at 612-564-8135 and have your thoughts heard on national radio. Ask a question, make a comment after you call 612-564-8135. Okay, let's move right along now to the next listener phone call.
I was wondering about life on other planets. My name is Diana Taylor. My call letters are KTEC 89.5 from Klamath Falls, Oregon. My question is are there going to be other races on planets, and are any of the races going to be excluded because they had a skin color change? Thank you.
Well, first of all, I agree with most of my colleagues who are also scientists that they're probably out there that, you know, why should we be the only game in town? We think that, for example, microbial life may be actually quite common throughout the galaxy. We've already located 4,000 planets circling other planets. The census is that there could be up to several billion Earth-sized planets in our own backyard, the Milky Way galaxy. Now, are they going to look us? Will they have different skin color? Well, probably they'll look totally different from us. For example, take a look at a lobster. A lobster is familiar. They exist here on the planet Earth. But imagine a race of intelligent lobsters that evolved over millions of years in a different planetary system. They're going to think different than us. They're going to act different. They will have different goals, different dreams, different ideas, and they could also be intelligent. And remember, lobsters are on the Earth, made out of the same DNA that we are in outer space. We could have a totally different kind of architecture than what we find here on the planet Earth. Now, what we have on the planet Earth is, first of all, carbon chemistry. Carbon has four bonds, meaning that you can create all sorts of molecules like DNA in water. So we do think that chances are, if intelligent life exists someplace in the galaxy, they'll arise from the oceans, and they'll probably be carbon-based, though, of course, we're not totally sure of that. And how did we become intelligent? Well, probably three things. We're not sure, but three things propelled us to become intelligent, we think. First is stereo eyes, the eyes of a hunter, not the eyes that face to the side of our face, as in a deer or a mouse.
Those animals that have eyes to the side of their face are prey. However, animals that have eyes to the front of their face, like wolves, lions, tigers, foxes, they're predators because they use stereo vision to lock on to the prey. And predators are smarter than prey. So we think that they could be descended from predators. Second of all, we have an opposable thumb. Other animals may have claws, tentacles that are perhaps just as dexterous as our opposable thumb, but some kind of grasping instrument is necessary. And third, language. Language allows you to communicate information from generation to generation. But have you ever seen Mama Bear talk to Baby Bear, instructing Baby Bear to watch out for human hunters? No. Animals largely operate by instinct. While we humans rely upon instinct and also knowledge handed down from generation to generation. Now, let me ask you a question. How many animals on the earth have all three? Many animals seem to be kind of smart, but they have claws, they don't have fingers, they don't have manual dexterity. The octopus has tentacles, but its eyesight is rather poor, has no language that we know of. And so we realize that only humans on the planet Earth have all three ingredients perfected pretty efficiently to create Homo sapiens. Now, where does skin color come into this? Well, it doesn't come in at all, because in outer space, who knows? Who knows what they're going to look like, but probably, though we're not certain, they will have some combination of the three technologies that I mentioned. Hand-eye coordination with maybe stereo eyes and language. Okay, let's take a short commercial break, and after that, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and you can ask that question on national radio.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Yes, once again on Science Fantastic, we are taking your listener phone calls by calling 612-564-8135. Ask away. Make that comment or question that's always been bothering you. And if you want to find out more about my work, go to my website or my Facebook site at Michio Kaku. But my main website is mkaku@.org, and that's when you can leave a comment or question and find out about what I do. So once again, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Okay, now let's move on to the next listener phone call.
My name is Wayne Giuliano. I'm calling from Eldon, Missouri. And my question is about the existence of nothing. Is it possible for nothing to exist? Presently, atoms, light, space, time exist. Could there ever be a place where nothing exists? Thank you.
Well, you ask a rather embarrassing question, because common sense says yes. Common sense says that between atoms there is nothing. And we even demonstrate that to our beginning students by getting a piece of uranium, putting it behind a person's back, and then putting a Geiger counter in front of their stomach. And the radiation goes right through your body, energizing the Geiger counter as if you are not there at all. And we use that to demonstrate the fact that you are basically made out of nothing. However, once you get to the quantum theory, then you realize that there's always uncertainty in everything. Even nothing violates uncertainty. So that means that, for example, black holes cannot be totally black. They must be gray because of the uncertainty principle. Black is certain. Gray is not. And the uncertainty principle says there's uncertainty in everything, including blackness. And that's why black holes are gray and not black. And black holes must gently seep out radiation called Hawking radiation. Same thing for nothingness. That between atoms there is something. And what is between atoms are virtual particles. Particles that dart in and out of the vacuum. They emerge in the vacuum and then go back into the vacuum. These are called virtual particles. They only exist very briefly for a fraction of a second, and for the most part, we can ignore them, but you have to put them in when you do a quantum mechanical calculation. Now, why should we care about this? Because this means that nothingness is actually frothing. Frothing with activity, with virtual particles dancing in and out of the vacuum, and some of us believe that that's where the universe came from. Because not only can you have virtual particles dance in and out of the vacuum, you can also have virtual universes as well. Now, most of these universes pop into existence and then pop back into the vacuum, never to be seen again. However, because of quantum mechanics, there's always a certain probability that one of these bubbles will pop out of existence and just keep on going. That could be the Big Bang. Now, some people who are religious like this idea because even the Bible seems to hint at the fact that the universe came out of nothing, out of nothingness, and everything you see around you is a product of nothing. Now, this quantum mechanical uncertainty also applies to black holes. Everyone knows that black holes are black. They suck up everything. But you see, blackness is a perfect color. And in quantum mechanics, you cannot always have perfection. You always have uncertainty with regards to radiation, mass, and velocity, which means that black holes must be gray. They must gently seep out radiation. And that means that pure nothingness can also not exist. Quantum mechanics says that even nothingness must have uncertainty, and sure enough, when we make very delicate measurements of a pure vacuum, we find out that there's energy there, called zero-point energy. It's very small, but there it is, undeniable. And this energy is created because atoms and anti-atoms can jump out of the vacuum, disintegrate, and go back into the vacuum. So the vacuum is frothing with activity. Particles jump out of the vacuum, disintegrate, and go back into the vacuum. And so there's constant agitation within nothing, which is measurable. It's undeniable. Violates everything you know about common sense. But hey, what does the universe care about your common sense? Now, why should you care about this? Because some people think that explains the origin of the universe. You see, not just particles can jump out of the vacuum, but entire universes can also jump out of the vacuum. Universes pop into existence with a big bang, and then pop back into nothingness with a big crunch almost immediately after. Now, some people think that our universe was the exception, because there's a certain probability that some of these universes will just keep on going. So our universe may have popped out of nothing and just kept on going to create the Big Bang. In other words, out of nothing came everything. Now you may say to yourself, come on, what about particles, energy, matter? That's not zero. Well, it is. Because what is the net charge of the universe? Electrons have negative charge. Protons have positive charge, and they balance out. The total net charge of the universe is zero. What about spin? Well, galaxies spin in different directions. You add it all up, and what do you get? Zero. Well, what about matter? Matter is not zero. Well, if you add up the total amount of matter we can see with our telescopes, add to it the negative energy coming from gravity, because gravity has negative energy, and what do you get? Zero. A universe out of nothing. Well, if you want to find more about these things, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And my book, Parallel Worlds, has a whole discussion about how universes may come out of nothing. And once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call. 612-564-8135 is the number to call and ask that question. Make that comment that's always been bothering you about science. Because why should we scientists have all the fun? Get to the phone. Call 612-564-8135.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.